Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema with the Belgian representative of this year's edition of the project. So welcome, Ben. Welcome to Fred.
Thank you.
So first of all, Ben, how did you get to know about this project?
The cinema I'm representing launched a call for applications, and I decided to vote mine, and I was really happy to be selected. Yeah.
Okay, and how would you describe the situation of cinema in your country?
I think in my country it's pretty good. We got some good directors at the moment, and the art house, like cinemas are quite present in Belgium. So I think we can't complain if I compare to other countries that are represented here.
Yeah. And what about the program that is broadcasted? I mean, are there more mainstream films, blockbusters, or also independent cinema is
in the major cities? There are usually a few art house cinemas. Like, I'm from Ghent, and there's one major cinema, but also two art house cinemas. So we do have the opportunity to see also independent movies, and so yeah.
And now something more about yourself. You are here as a cinema lover, but which is the role you would like to play in the cinema industry?
I think I'm like to be a reviewer, because at the moment I already write reviews for a Belgian magazine. It's mostly about TV and streaming at the moment, but I would like to focus more on cinema, so I guess that's the dream.
So I guess that this role of the juror completely fit your personality, because it's something that you would like to become, basically.
To discuss about movies and to hear other ones' opinions and to form my own opinion. It's really what I like to do.
And I know that as part of this project you have also the chance to attend some workshops. Which one did you attend?
I attended the subtitles workshop.
Great.
Which was already also very interesting, because I studied languages, and so I've had some experience in translation, and I might like to do that in the future too.
And do you prefer dubbed films or subtitles?
I definitely prefer subtitles, but like in Belgium, especially in the Dutch speaking part, we never see dubbed movies. It's all subtitled. Okay. So I think it's way better this way.
And which was the most interesting part of this workshop, in your opinion? Because I know that you also dealt with the topic of accessibility, so making cinema accessible to sensory impaired people, basically.
Yeah. I thought it was very interesting to hear about some technical aspects that you might overlook if you don't know about them. For example, how many text there can be on screen, or that certain shots should be a little bit longer so that like deaf people or blind people can see them. So I thought that was very interesting to think about them and to always keep in mind that the movie should be accessible for everyone.
Okay, to end up the interview, what will you bring home of this, about this experience?
What I will bring home is, I've seen a lot of movies. I didn't enjoy them all, but I enjoyed certainly a certain amount. I also thought that like the overall atmosphere inside and outside theater was really interesting, and it was really exciting to be a part of the Venice Film Festival. And if I have to bring home one title that I really loved, I would say it's Vox Lux from Brady Corbet.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm definitely going to promote this one.
Who told me about Vox Lux, because Roma was very popular among you all. I think that impressed you all. Instead, Vox Lux, I had the pleasure to see it. And it was a...
People were a little bit more divided on Vox Lux than on Roma, I think, but I thought it was really interesting, at least, to see it. Yeah.
So, Ben, thank you so much for having shared your experience, and this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.